We're looking at the subject of the loud cry.
我们在说到大呼声。
Now I want to show you, or at least read to you, some additional statements from the pen of inspiration.
我要从愿志灵读出一些的摘录。
Review and Herald, December the 13th of 1892.
评阅与宣报，12月13日，1892年。
As the end approaches, the testimonies of God's servants will become more decided and more powerful.
当末期逼近时，上帝的仆人们的见证会变得更坚定、更有力。
What's making their message more powerful?
什么使到他们的信息更有力呢？
What's making their message more powerful?
什么使到他们的信息有力呢？
What gives power to the loud cry?
什么东西给大呼声能力呢？
Yeah, it's the latter rain.
对，就是晚雨。
So when we approach that final crisis,
所以当我们到那个患难的时期的时候，
and the message will be more decided,
而我们的信息必须要越来越坚定
and more powerful,
越来越有力。
It is the latter rain that's causing it.
是晚雨所赐给我们的那能力。
She goes on to say,
她继续地说，
Flashing light of truth upon the systems of error and oppression that have so long held the supremacy.
说将真理的光辉照在以长久掌权的错误压制人的制度上。
She's talking about a message of exposing the errors of apostasy and sin.
她是说到一个信息能够将罪恶与被盗完全的显露出来。
What's, now we know, of course, this is the loud cry, no doubt about it.
我们知道这是大呼声，这是毫无疑问的。
But two angels,
但是呢，有两个天使
together constitute the loud cry.
他们会一起宣告这个大呼声。
What two angels are they?
是哪两个天使呢？
All right. True or false?
对还是错啊？你们说啊。
The third angel is one of the angels of the loud cry.
其中一个天使，对还是错？
True or false?
对还是错？
It's true.
对。
But remember,
但要记得，
another angel accompanies the third angel.
另一个天使与第三个天使同工，
and helps it have power.
帮他有大能力。
All right. So, who's the other angel?
所以另外一个天使是第几个天使？
All right. It's the fourth angel of Revelation 18.
是启示录十八章第四位天使。
But if you look at the message of Revelation 18,
那如果你看十八章的信息，
it sounds very similar to another angel.
它跟另一个天使很相似。
What angel is that?
是什么天使？
All right, it's the second angel's message.
第二个天使的信息。
So what are you having taking place?
所以现在你有什么事情发生呢？
In the fourth angel.
第四个天使有什么事情发生呢？
What's going on?
他在做什么？
Something is being repeated.
他在重复某一样事情。
The second angel's message is going to be repeated.
第二天使的信息将会被重复。
And it's repeated in the fourth angel.
在第四位天使的信息中重复。
Not the third angel.
不是第三位天使。
In this case,
所以呢？
She says that the message will be more decided and more powerful.
她说这见证会越来越坚定，越来越有力。
She explains that they are preaching the truth.
她在解释呢，他们在宣扬真理。
And exposing the apostasy and error.
将被盗，将错误呢，全部彰显出来。
So specifically, which angel is she referring to? Even though it's the loud cry.
所以她在跟哪一个？他是指哪一个天使呢？
What particular aspect of the loud cry is she referring to?
虽然是大呼声，但是大呼声的哪一位天使呢？
Third angel?
是第三位天使吗？
Or the fourth angel?
还是第四位天使？
Yeah, because remember what Sister White says.
对了，因为怀师母说，
When the second angel's message is repeated,
当第二位天使的信息在重复的时候，
that Babylon is fallen, is fallen.
巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
It will also add the expose the additional corruptions that have come into the church since 1844.
它也会加上 那些在1844年过后侵入教会的错误彰显出来。
So no doubt, loud cry.
所以没有毫无疑问的是大呼声。
Clear reference to the latter rain.
很肯定的是晚雨。
But a focal point on the fourth angel of Babylon has fallen.
但中心是在第四位天使，在宣告巴比伦倾倒的天使。
She says, the Lord has sent us messages for this time.
她说足以将这世代能够永远建立基督精神的信息传达给我们。
That will establish Christianity upon an eternal basis. And all who believe present truth must stand not in their own wisdom, but in God's wisdom.
所有相信现代真理的人不能站在本身的智慧上，乃要依赖上帝的智慧。
And raise up the foundation of many generations.
并将代代相传的根基高举。
They will be registered in the books of heaven as repairs of the breach, restores the paths to dwell in.
他们将被天上的册子记录为补破口的和重修直路的。
In the face of bitterest opposition.
在最艰苦的反抗下。
We are to maintain the truth because it is the truth.
我们需坚持真理，因为它是真理。
Never are we to surrender the truth of the Lord. Never.
不可以，永远都不可以将上帝的真理放弃。
Listen,
朋友们，
we have to understand.
我们必须要明白。
Paul made this clear in 2 Timothy.
保罗在提摩太后书说得很清楚。
All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
他说所有与基督同活的将要面对患难。
You cannot be a Christian.
你不能成为一个基督徒。
You cannot follow the Bible implicitly.
你不能够完全的跟从圣经。
And avoid opposition.
而同一个时候呢，你避免反抗。
It's an impossibility.
是不可能的。
Jesus,
耶稣
has called each and every one of us
已经呼召我们每一个人
to maintain the integrity of his word
去坚持他话语的真实。
But you cannot do this.
但你不能够这样做。
If you are seeking to have peace with man,
若你尝试要与人和睦
，at the expense of compromising the word of God,
以致呢妥协你对真理的妥协，以致你妥协。
We must preach the truth.
我们需要宣扬真理。
In the face of the most bitterest opposition,
就算在最艰苦的反抗之下
，because it is the truth.
因为它是真理。
Now nobody, at least I would think, no one would want to be persecuted.
我想没有人，应该是没有人希望被逼迫的。
You know, the Bible says that we should follow peace with all men.
因为圣经说呢，我们需要尝试与人有和平。
In other words, we should do everything we can to make sure that we're not doing something to bring an offense, or you know, something that offends God and His church.
就是说，我们在凡事都尽可能的与人和睦，不要得罪。
But there's going to come a time.
但是时候将到。
When having done everything you can to be at peace with your fellow man.
当你做了你尽可能所做的，要与你的兄弟姐妹和睦。
You're going to have opposition.
你将会有反抗。
Now, as I said, we should not look for it.
那我所说的，我们不应该希望它来到。
We should not be the cause of it.
我们不应该成为那个反抗的原因。
Meaning, what I mean by that is should not cause opposition because of our own foolish behavior.
不应该因为自己愚蠢的行为而使到人家反抗。
It's one thing to suffer because of righteousness, because of obeying God.
唯一受逼迫，因为顺从上帝受逼迫是一回事。
But it's another thing to suffer because you are foolish and ignorant in your behavior.
但是你无知、你愚蠢的行为受到逼迫又是另一回事。
God's people at the end of time,
上帝的子民在末世的时候,
they're going to expose sin for what it is.
他们将要将罪显露出来, 因为
他是罪。 They're going to lay the axe to the root of the tree.
他们要将斧头放在树根下。
They will face the bitterest opposition.
他们会面对最艰苦的患难。
But they will preach the truth.
但他们会宣传真理。
Because it is the truth.
因为那就是真理。
And we better pray to God.
而我们要祈求。
That the Lord gives us the moral courage to stand up for what is right.
上帝给我们这一个勇气去说那对的事。
And you know where do you start?
而你从知道从哪里开始。
I've said this several times in the past.
已经重复了。很多次
Listen, friends,
朋友
if you expect to be faithful in this time,
如果你希望在这个时候坚持你的信心
what should you be doing now?
现在你应该怎么做呢
You should learn the habit of what? Cultivating to be faithful in the little thing.
你需要在小事上就培养忠心的习惯
No one, can achieve great things.
没有一个人能够成就大事。
Without first achieving great things in little things.
若他们不能在小事上成就那小大事。
You remember that. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
哈拿尼亚、米撒和亚撒利亚。
And they will teach you a beautiful lesson of faithfulness in little things.
而他们会教导你在小事上忠心。
So that when the crisis comes,
当危机来到的时候
you'll stand boldly for God.
他们将勇敢地为上帝站立。
Now she mentions the repairs of the breach, restores the paths to dwell in.
那么她说补破口的和重修直路的。
This, of course, direct reference, no doubt, she's quoting Isaiah 58.
这是肯定的，她是从圣经的以赛亚书五十八章引说出来的。
Now in Isaiah 58, of course, we have a beautiful prophecy and a chapter dealing with God's people.
而以赛亚五十八章呢，有很美的一个预言呢，是关于到上帝子民。
I've mentioned this in the past.
我之前已经说过。
But the condition of the Jews in Isaiah's day
但是当犹太人在以赛亚的日子呢
was one of, well, a fatal delusion, really.
他们的情况呢是真的是迷惑。
Remember, they thought everything was okay.
他们认为呢全部都很好。
As a matter of fact, if you read Isaiah 58, they couldn't understand why God wasn't answering their prayer.
如果你读以赛亚五十八章的时候，你会发现到以色列人他们不明白为什么上帝不听他们祷告。
They would go to church.
他们会去教堂。
And of course, obviously sacrifice and pray.
然后祷告献祭。
But they were perplexed. Why wouldn't God bless them? Why wouldn't God answer their prayer?
然后他们很稀奇，为什么上帝没有赐福他们？为什么上帝没有听他们的祷告？
Isaiah tells them.
以赛亚很清楚告诉他们。
He's saying, "Look."
他说你
You're not behaving in a manner that is appropriate.
你不是在正当的方式呢行事。
He goes on to say, they were hating one another.
他就是说你们互相的争吵。
They're gossiping.
他们互相的讲。
They were mistreating one another.
他们互相的对待人家不好。
All of these sinful behavior were in the church.
在教会里有很多这样子的不好的行为。
And then he goes on to explain how we should behave or what is a real Christian.
过后他跟你说我们应该怎么做，成为一个基督徒应该是怎么样。
See the early part of the chapter.
因为在早一部分的这一章。
You can summarize their condition.
你可以说他们的情况就是。
In one word.
在一个字就行了。
Selfish.
自私。
When you get to the other section where God now telling them, here's what, how I want you to behave.
当你去到下一个部分，说到上帝告诉他们你要这样这样这样做的时候，
you can summarize in one word.
你也可以用一个字来形容。
Selflessness.
没有自我。
Because that's why if you read that section from verses, I think, 6 and 7 and onward.
从大概，如果你读从大概六七节过后，
He's talking about, in reality, the spirit of the good Samaritan.
他一直说到呢，那好撒玛利亚人的精神。
And by the way,
他说到，
Do you know what the spirit of the good Samaritan really is?
你知不知道好撒玛利亚人的行为是什么呢？的精神。
Do you know what it really is?
你真的知道是什么吗？
It's medical missionary work.
是医药布道工作来的。
Did you know that?
你知不知道？
Yes, it's the medical missionary work.
是的，那是医药布道的工作。
And that's what he's describing in Isaiah 58.
而在以赛亚五十八章就在形容这样子的工作。
I didn't bring my statements with me, but if you will look up Isaiah 58 in Sister White's writings,
我没有他的摘录。不过如果你去寻找怀斯姆摘录在以赛亚五十八章了。
She said this chapter is present truth for the people of God.
她说这一章对上帝子民来说是现代真理。
Now, when you understand the significance of that phrase, you know, present truth.
当你明白这个现代真理真正意义的时候，
you understand the impact of that statement.
你会知道这一句话带来的意义是什么。
And there are scores of statements on Isaiah 58.
而怀斯姆在以赛亚五十八章有很多很多的
that will illuminate your mind.
会使到你得以启发。
She said that whole chapter.
她说那一整章啊
should be studied.
应该被研究。
And she said it should be presented over and over and over again to the people of God.
她说对上帝子民呢，必须一再而再的将它告诉他们。
Next time I come back,
所以下次如果我回来的话
we'll go through Isaiah 58.
我们将会进入以赛亚五十八章
verse by verse,
一节一节的说出来
line by line.
每一句的说出来。
You will find one of the most fascinating chapters to ever study. Look, it has still thrills my soul, and I've preached it all over the world. It still thrills my soul when I go through that chapter.
是一个最美好我们可以研究的圣经章节。我传到了这么多个地方，讲了这么多次，它还是给我那样子的一种兴奋。
I guarantee you, not a doubt in my mind.
我保证你。
If we would obey Isaiah 58,
如果我们听从以赛亚五十八章的话的话
，it would cure all our ills.
它会使到我们所有的疾病的都
and I don't mean just spiritually.
不是只是心灵上的医治而已。
Physically as well.
就是你身体上也将会得到医治。
Do you know Sister White says?
你知道
that in reference to this chapter,
关于这章的时候。
That if we were to do what God says in that chapter,
他说如果你做上帝告诉我们要做的，在这章告诉我们
God would bring physical healing to the people.
上帝呢会带来身体上的医治。
I mean that is a pretty, you know, incredible statement to be making.
那是相当一个非常惊奇的一段话来的，其实。
So Isaiah 58,
所以以赛亚五十八章
we tend to preach only verse 12 and 13.
我们常常只是讲十二节、十三节而已。
You know, the repair of the breach, the restore of paths to dwell in.
补破口的、修直路的罢了。
And then verse 13 is talking about what? The Sabbath message.
然后十三节是什么？是安息日的信息。
And rightly so, we should be preaching those things.
而正确来说，我们应该要传这样子的。
But when you see those two verses,
但是当你看那两节的话
，in conjunction with the rest of the verses,
跟其他所有章节一起看
，then you really start to see the impact of 12 and 13.
然后你真正的明白十二节、十三节带来的意义。
Now here we have the loud cry being described.
这里我们有大呼声。
She says that God's people will face bitter opposition.
她说上帝的子民会受到艰苦的
，but they will preach the truth because it is truth.
他们还会因着真理而传扬真理。
She then says we will be repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in.
过后她说我们将会成为补破口的和修直路的。
And so clearly, it describing the nature of our work.
所以很清楚的，他在形容我们做的工作是什么。
That what are we trying to do? We're trying to bring people back to the old path.
我们是尝试要把人们带回到旧路。
We're trying to bring people back to the path of righteousness.
叫人家回到这公义的路。
But we got to repair.
但我们需要修补。
We need to restore.
我们需要修直。
See, if I say we need to repair this building,
我说如果我们要修补这个屋子的话
，it implies
就是代表
that it's you know crumbling or decay.
就是这个屋子有一些的破洞啊，要坏朽坏的了。
If I say we need to restore,
当我说我们需要修直。
Wall,
这个墙壁
it implies what?
这是代表什么？
It's been taken away.
就是呢，已经被拿去了，要重修。
So the people of God have to put back what has been stolen.
所以上帝的子民需要将已经不见了的。
They need to repair what somebody has torn down.
人家已经毁坏的，他们要修补。
Now, obviously, there's one truth above all other truths that will be the focal point of the restoration in the proclamation of the loud cry.
我看到呢，有一个信息是在众信息之上的，特别是在大呼声和修补的。
What is that one truth?
那一个真理是什么？
Yeah, it's the Sabbath. No doubt about it.
安息日。
There's no doubt about it.
而完全没有疑问的。
And why is the Sabbath the issue?
为什么是安息日呢？
Because remember, it is, if we go back into the Bible,
如果你回到圣经
Ezekiel chapter 20, 12 and 20,
在以西结二十章十二节二十节
God said that he gave us the Sabbath to be a sign between you and me that you may know that I am the Lord God that sanctifies you.
上帝就要跟以色列人说这个安息日是我你与我之间的一个表号一个信号说到我是你的创造主并且我是
The Sabbath is a memorial that he is our creator.
所以安息日是纪念他是我们的创造主
that he is our redeemer.
他是我们的救主
and that we're saved by his grace and not by works.
而我们是得救本因他的恩不是本因我们的功行为
Sunday
看星期日
Sunday keeping
星期日守星期日
the mark of the beast
兽的印记
You ever wonder why Lucifer chose Sunday as his day?
曾有没有想过为什么路西弗要选星期天做他的那
？Why not Monday? Why not Tuesday?
就不要拜一拜二
，right？
对不对
？Why not Friday? Because that's right next to the Sabbath.
就不要拜五呢？拜五跟星期六是隔壁而已。
Of course, he's got that too, but that's what the Muslims.
他也是有那个，但是穆斯林啊。
But Sunday is his mark.
但是星期天是他的印记。
And according to the Catholic Church,
而根据天主教
who is the Antichrist of Bible prophecy,
圣经预言中的敌基督
Now, of course, we're speaking of the system, not the people.
那我们是在讲那系统，而不是那人
According to the declaration of the beast,
根据那兽的宣判
He says that Sunday is the mark of our authority that we are above the Bible.
他说是星期天呢，是我们权威的印章，并且是我们比圣经更高权威的表号。
And so, why did he choose Sunday instead of any other day?
所以为什么他选星期天多过别日呢
？What does Lucifer mean?
路西普想要怎么样
？What's the name? What does it mean, Lucifer?
路西普的名字是什么意思呢？
The morning star or son of the morning?
就是。早晨之子
Right, the morning star, son of the morning
早晨之子明亮之星
When did God create light?
上帝第几时创造光呢
On the first day
在第一天
Of the week
一个周的第一天
Because he, Lucifer means son of the morning
因为路西弗的意思呢是早晨之子
So he took that day
他就拿了那一天
Because it's a metaphor in his mind of him.
因为在他思想中，那是比喻他的。
But you see, according to the Bible,
但是跟这圣经来说
，Sunday,
星期天
，Monday,
星期
，Tuesday,
星期
，Wednesday,
星期三
，Thursday,
星期四
，Friday,
星期五
，are called working days.
叫做呢工作日。
The Sabbath is a memorial that God gave to the human race to remind us.He created us.
安息日是上帝给人民让我们纪念，是他创造我们的。
You know what Baal worship is?
你知道巴利敬拜是什么吗
？If you go back and study the history,
如果你看他历史的话
，What did they worship?
巴利在敬拜什么
？What were they worshiping?
敬拜什么
？The sun, the moon, the star.
在敬拜太阳、月亮、星星。
Baal worship,
巴利的敬拜。
Is a worship that denies that God created us.
是拒绝了上帝创造我们的信息。
And so this great test that we are going to be confronted with,
而这个考验我们要面对的考验,
between the Sabbath and Sunday,
安息日和星期天的考验,
is all about,
是关乎到,
who is,
谁是,
the real creator,
真正的创造主。
And you can go throughout the Old Testament,
而你可以从旧约全部你看着过去,
and look at the pagan religions of the nations that surrounded Israel,
而你看以色列周围他们敬拜的那些偶像。
They were always worshiping nature.
都在敬拜的大自然。
Whether it was things on this earth,
不论是在地上的东西,
or the things in the heavens,
在天上的东西。
But they never worshiped the creator.
但是他们不敬拜创造主。
And so the great test would be over that very issue.
所以最大的考验呢，就是这一个考验。
That's why,
所以呢,
when it comes down to Sunday and Sabbath,
当来到星期天、星期安息日的。
When the laws demand you decide either or,
当那律法要你决定是哪一个的话，
if under the early rain,
如果在早雨的时候，
you have not surrendered your life to God,
你还没有把你生命交托给上帝的话，
and implicitly obeyed His will,
然后完完全全的顺服他旨意，
when that test comes,
当那试验来到，
you will not change,
你不可能会改变，
you will choose the mark of the beast,
你肯定会选择兽的印记。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because all through the early rain,
因为在早雨的整个过程,
you have been turning your back on the creator.
你一直的在反叛着那创造你的上帝。
You've made a god of yourself.
你把你自己当成是上帝了。
Listen,
听清楚。
We cannot go to heaven our way.
我们不能够接着我们自己方法到天国去。
If we expect to get to heaven,
如果我们想要去天国的话,
we have to do it God's way.
我们一定要接着上帝的方法去做。
And so those who overcome all sin,
所以那些克服所有罪,
under the early rain experience,
在早雨的时候,
when the Sunday laws come,
当安星期日法案来到的时候,
they will continue to do what they've been doing during the early rain.
他们将会继续他们在早雨所做的。
They simply continue to submit to the creator of the heavens and the earth.
继续地把自己交托给那创造天地海的。
And I tell you, you can go through the Bible and it's interesting.
所以你可以在圣经里面你看着过去，非常奇妙的。
Every time there was a contest,
每一次呢有比赛比较的时候，
the God of Israel,
关于到上帝以色列的上帝，
pagan gods,
与异教的神的时候，
the one issue that divided between the two,
一个最中心的课题分别两者的，
that proved that God was the true God,
证明哪一个上帝是真的上帝，
was that God could create,
是上帝能够创造。
See, Lucifer can't create,
看路西弗是不能够创造的。
That's why he's called the deceiver,
所以他被称为欺骗者。
He knows he cannot take nothing and make something,
他知道他不能够没有中变有东西出来。
That's why he uses magic.
所以呢，他就用魔术。
That's why we oppose magic.
所以我们不赞成用魔术。
We don't sometimes realize how subtle it is, but we must stay away from these kinds of things.
有时候我们不知道它是多么的狡猾，不过我们就是要抗拒这一切。
Lucifer longs to be God.
路西弗想要成为上帝那样。
But this will not be.
但那不可能的。
He never can be.
因为他永远都不能够。
He is the creature, not the creator.
他是被造的，而不是创造的。
Well, let's go on.
那我们继续下去。
Great Controversy, page 464.
三的之争464页原文。
Before the final visitation of God's judgments upon the earth,
上帝的刑罚最后临到世界。之前,
there will be among the people of the Lord such a revival of primitive godliness as has not been witnessed since apostolic times.
在主的子民中间必有一番的奋兴，表现这原始教会的前进是从使徒时代以来没有看过的。
You know, sometimes it is said that we can never turn back the clock of time.
有时候我们说我们不能把时钟倒流。
And for the most part, yes, that's true.
大部分来说是真的。
But,
但是呢,
though we cannot turn back the clock of time,
虽然我们不能使时光倒流,
we can,
我们能够,
repeat the past,
重复过去的所发生的事。
Because history sometimes repeats itself.
因为历史将会重演。
In this particular statement, Sister White makes a To me, one of the most powerful statements that can be made in regard to the Church of God in the end of time.
在怀斯姆这个摘录呢，它对我来说呢是其中一个最有力的一个摘录呢，说到上帝幕后教会的情况。
God's people,
上帝的
are coming back to apostolic purity.
将会回到使徒的纯净。
Now listen.That's not just with character.
那不只是品格上而已。
It's not just in how we treat one another.
不只是我们如何互相对待而已。
But in every aspect of the church in the apostles' day.
而是呢，在所有的情况，在使徒时代的教会。
We're going to go back to the simplistic way of the organization of the church.
我们会回到呢那简单的系统，教会系统。
Now don't misunderstand me.
不要误会我所说的。
I am a firm believer in organization.
我是非常相信呢有组织性的。
Believe me, I used to own my own company.
信相信我，我曾经有自己的公司。
You try to run a company with no organization.
你尝试呢有一个公司没有组织
的。Go ahead, I want to see you do it.
我要看你怎样做，办得到。
Guess what?
你猜想一下。
You're going to be walking in the unemployment line.
你会走去失业。
You have to be organized.
你一定要有组织的。
Ezekiel 1.
以西结第一章。
The wheel within the wheel.
那轮轴里面的轮轴。
Is a vision of the organization of heaven.
是看着天国的系统。
God is an organized being.
上帝呢是有规律的上帝来的。
It's Lucifer that is confusion.
是路西弗才是混乱者。
But listen.
而听着。
Organization can be good.Or bad.
系统呢，组织呢，能够是好，也能够是坏。
Now, not that organization itself is bad.
不是说到系统或者组织本身是坏的。
But rather, you can have the wrong type of organization.
而是你能够有错误种类的组织。
You understand what I'm telling you?
明白我说的吗？
Now look, if I have a business,
看如果我有一个
I may be quote organized.
我或许有
But if I have the wrong kind of organization,
但是如果我有错误的组织
Will I be successful in running my company?
我的公司会成功吗
Not really.
不会成功的
So I have to adapt the proper organization,
所以要把正确的组织
in order to facilitate what I want done,
去帮助呢我实行我要做的东西。
So organization,
所以系组织
of itself,
它本身
is not a sin,
不是一个罪来的
but the wrong type of organization,
而但是呢错误的组织方式
is,
是
any organization,
任何一种组织
that is contrary to the divine plan of God,
圣经上帝的方法完全相反的
is not God's organization.
不是上帝的组织了。
Now, Jesus said, I'm just telling you what the word of the Lord said.
我就只是跟你说上帝说的是什么而已。
That we are to be organized.
我们需要有组织。
There are leaders.
有领袖。
And there are those who play a role in the church in every capacity.
有在教会里不同事工、不同工作上面的人。
But he said,
但他说,
how are we to treat one another?
我们要怎么样?
In other words, even though there's pastors or there's elders,
虽然是有长老,
有牧师, there's deacons,
有执事,
and they are the leaders of the local church, no doubt about it.
而他们是教会的领袖, 确实是教会的领袖。
How did he tell the elders to run the church?
他叫长老要怎么办? 要怎么样?
To lord over it?
去掌管管理
Is that how he told them to do it?
他是这样告诉他们
No
不是
You're a shepherd, he said, an overseer.
他说你是牧羊人，你是看管人。
It's not the organization that's the problem.
不是组织的问题。
It's the type of organization.
是什么样组织？
An oppressive organization.
一个压制性的组织
is ungodly.
是 不是上帝，不是属上帝的。
Jesus said, "We are to treat one another as He said, 'Ye are all brethren.'"
耶稣说，我们要互相的对待，好像我们大家是弟兄姐妹一样。
Even though I may be a pastor in a church,
虽然我是教会的牧师。
I'm not any better than you.
我比你起来呢，我不比你好。
And that doesn't mean that I have the authority to boss you around.
不代表呢，我有权利呢，啊，推你做这个做那个。
You hear me?
听到吗？明白吗？
Now, do I hold a responsible position?
我有没有一个责任的岗位呢？
Should you respect that position?
你需不需要尊敬这个岗位呢？
Absolutely, you should.
是的。
To show disrespect?You have a problem.
如果你不尊敬的话，你就有问题了。
So we need to come to grips.
所以我们一定要明白
that we're going to come back to apostolic purity.
我们将会回到以前使徒的纯洁。
God is going to shake His church.
上帝呢将要骚动他的教会。
You see, right now in the church militant,
看到现在教会在奋斗中的教会
we don't have apostolic purity.
我们没有那种的纯正。
Right now, we function in what is known as a hierarchical organization.
现在呢，我们在做所谓的这个啊，有机构性的。
See, the power is at the top.
那权力呢，在金字塔顶端的。
I hate to break the news to you.
我不会，我很伤心要告诉你。
Me,
你我
，we're on the bottom.
我们在底下。
That's a fact.
那是事实。
It has already been admitted by our church that we have a hierarchy.
被我们造教会的，我们教会已经承认我们是有这样子的组织的。
They admitted it in court.
而他们在法庭上呢，这样子的公开承认。
It's official court records now.
是现在是公司化的，已经记录下来了。
Now.Is this still God's church?
那么这还是上帝的教会吗？
Now, see, I got a little head shaking. I don't know.
现在我有头有点摇摆了。
Is this still, despite the fact that we have, at this stage,
在这个情况
we do not have the organization God would want.
上帝，我们没有上帝所要的组织。
Is this still God's church?
这还是上帝教会吗？
It's still God's church.
还是上帝的教会。
Who's going to take care of this situation?
谁会管理这样子的情况呢？
Who's going to solve this problem?
谁会解决这个问题呢？
You?
你吗？
Now, do we have a part to play?
那我们有没有责任要做？
Of course, I mean, everybody has some role to play, whatever capacity that may be.
每个人都有不同的责任要做。
But who will ultimately take care of it?
但是谁会最终掌管呢？
God's going to take care of it.
上帝会。
And how is He going to take care of it?
他会怎么样做呢？
Through the shaking and the sifting of the church.
接着呢，骚动教会。
Little by little, he's going to shake and sift, shake and sift.
一点一点的，他将会骚动这教会，慢慢的。
You know, one day I was in Africa.
有一天呢，我在非洲的时候
，an evangelistic campaign.
我在做
，was in Tanzania.
我在做布道，在。
And I was walking through this village one day.
我经过这个村庄。
And I saw these ladies working in the side of the field.
我看到这些妇女呢，在田那边在做。
And they were sifting wheat.
而他们在筛动这个谷。
When I saw that,
当我看到的时候
，I stopped.
我停下来。
And all I wanted to do was watch.
我要做的就是要看而已。
Because I look, you. If you don't know your Bibles, then that would mean nothing to you.
如果你不认识圣经，那你就不明白了。
But when I knew what the word of the Lord said,
那我知道上帝的话
about the shaking and the sifting,
说到筛动的过程
and about the wheat and the tares,
关到那麦子败子。
So I wanted to see, you know, the actual act of the sifting of the wheat.
所以我要看他们真正怎样子筛动。
She had a big woven basket.
她有一个篮子，大大个的。
And she put wheat in there.
然后她倒这个谷进去。
And she would.Shake it up in the air.
这样子抛在空中。
And the wind would blow.
然后那个风会吹。
What happened to the chaff?
对那些粉碎怎么样？
Just blow off.
就是吹掉而已。
And she'd keep doing it and doing it.
她一直这样做，一直这样做。
Until all she had.
直到呢，她剩下的
was wheat.
就是谷而已，剩下麦。
Nothing but wheat.
就是麦，纯。
Then she would take that wheat.
然后她会拿这麦
and pour it in a pile.That was all just wheat.
倒在一个桶锅里面的全部是。
And she just kept doing it.
而她一直这样子做。
Over and over.
一直做，一直做，一直做。
And I thought, man, what a beautiful, beautiful parable for me to learn again.
哇，这是一个非常美的比喻，在我重新的学习，让我重新的学。
God's going to take care of it.
上帝呢会掌管的。
We have a part to play.
我们有我们要做的部分。
We're to stand faithful and true to the integrity of the word of the Lord. Amen.
我们需要在上帝的话语真理上站的。
We're to hold as on. I love what it says. We're to unfurl the banners and let everybody see whose side we are on.
我喜欢怀师母所用的，我们要将旗帜展开，让全部人看见我们站在谁的那一边。
In a time of battle and conflict.
当在战争打仗的时候。
It's not the time to take down the flag.
不是把旗帜拿下来的时候。
It's the time to put the flag up.
是把旗子挥扬的时候啊,
and let everybody see.
让每一个人看见,
whose side are you on?
你站在谁的那一边?
Those who are on the Lord's side.
那些在上帝那一边的,
Sister White says they will unfurl the banner of the three angels' message.
为什么说他们会展开三天使信息的旗子?
But you know what scares me today?
你知道现在我很害怕是什么吗?
People are taking down the flag.
人们是尝试要把旗子拿下来。
Because we want to be popular.
因为我们要成为迎合人的喜欢。
We want to be accepted.
我们要人家接纳我们。
You cannot follow Jesus.
你不能够跟从耶稣。
And expect to be popular.
并且你又想要得到人家的喜欢。
Jesus said, Woe unto you!
耶稣说：“你们有祸了。”
When all men shall speak well of you,
当全部人呢都说你的好话。
For so did their fathers unto the false prophets.
因为呢，他们的父亲呢，之前他们的先父呢，也这样跟假先知说。
You know, one way to make sure you at least one indication to know that whether you preach the truth or not.
其中一个方式，你要知道你在是不是讲真理的话。
If you preach,
当你传道,
and everybody applauds you,
如果每一个人都鼓掌的话,
you didn't preach the truth.
哦，你没有说好话，没有传到真理了。
You listen,
听清楚。
We're to lay the axe to the root.
我们要把斧头放在根那里。
So we're coming back to apostolic purity. She says the spirit and power of God will be poured out upon his children.
她说上帝的圣灵和能力要降在她女儿身上。
At that time, many will separate themselves from those churches in which the love of this world has supplanted the love of God and His Word.
她说那是许多人要离开那些贪爱世俗而不爱上帝、不爱圣经的教会。
Many, both of ministers and people, will gladly accept those great truths which God has caused to be proclaimed at this time and to prepare a people for the second coming.
他说许多的牧师和平信徒必要欣然地接受上帝叫人在这个时候传扬伟大的真理，以便为主的复临预备合用的百姓。
Not all of these ministers,
不是所有的传道人,
out in the evangelical world,
在外面的教会中,
are apostate ministers.
是被盗的,
Many, there will be those, 他说, she said, who will come when they hear this message.
他说有许多的牧师, 他们会来, 当他听到信息的时候,
they will be a part of the finishing of the work of God.
会成为上帝结束的工作的一部分。
Review and Herald, July 23rd of 1895.
评阅与宣报, 7月23日1895年。
She's describing now the preaching of the loud cry.
她在形容大呼声的宣传。
Many will be hurrying hither and thither, constrained by the Spirit of God to bring light to others.
她说那时必有许多人来往奔走，为上帝的圣灵所激动，将真光传达给他人。
The truth, the Word of God, is as a fire in their bones, filling them with a burning desire to enlighten those who sit in darkness.
真理既是上帝的圣言，如同火在他们的骨中，使他们充满热烈的热望，要开导那般坐在黑暗中的人。
You know, I love that phrase, fire in the bones.
我很喜欢这句话，火在骨中。
How many of you ever read that in your Bibles?
你们在圣经有读过吗？
Who said that?
是谁说的？
That's right, Jeremiah.
对了，就是耶利米。
Remember that?
记得吗?
That Jeremiah, poor fellow, I mean, that man suffered. Let's be honest, that poor fellow suffered.
那人真是受了很多的苦啊,
I mean, you talk about an unpopular preacher. Jeremiah was unpopular.
你说到一个不受欢迎的传道人啊, 耶利米真的是很不受欢迎啊,
I mean, they threatened him with death.
他们要威胁他。
I mean, he was hounded by false prophets.
他被这些假先知所逼迫。
He was constantly being persecuted.
他一直被人民所逼迫。
And so one day, poor Jeremiah,
有一天的耶利米啊,
you know,
Prophets are human too.
这天子也是人啊, 对不对?
He said to God, he said, you know what, I'm not going to preach anymore.
他告诉上帝, 哦, 我不想传道了。
Not going to do it. He said, that's it.
我说我不要做了。
But I love the rest of the story.
但是我喜欢接下来的故事。
What did he say to God?
他过跟上帝说什么?
Oh, he said, look, God, 我说上帝, I can't preach. He said, I'm not going to do it anymore.
我不会再传道,
he said, but I can't. He said, because the word of God is like fire in my bones.
他说我不能, 因为你的话好像火在我骨里面。
Let me tell you, I only wish to God we had sparks in our bones.
我只希望上帝有火花在我们骨就好了。
We got to learn to get some fire in our bones.
我们要学习怎样把一些火放在我们骨头里面。
Now I'm going to tell you, when the latter rain falls,
当晚雨来的时候,
you better believe there's going to be some fire in the bones.
你这样相信呢,有火在你骨里面。
People are going to be preaching the word of the Lord.
人们呢,会为上帝传福音。
They're going to go this way and that way.
他们将去那里,
They're going to come from
这里,
here and there.
他们从这里去,
and
去那里,
the word of the Lord will be declared to the world.
而上帝的话将要传遍天下。
Oh, friends, we need to get some fire in our bones.
朋友们,我们要火在我们骨里面燃烧。
Goes on to say this.
他继续地说,
Many, even among the uneducated,
他说有许多人甚至未受过教育的人,
now proclaim the words of the Lord.
也要去宣讲上帝的圣言。
Children are impelled by the Spirit to go forth and declare the message from heaven.
儿童们也受了圣灵的激励去宣扬那来自天而来的信息。
I read your statement where she says men, women, yes, even children.
之前我读到男男女女甚至儿童, 对不对?
Children will be impelled to preach the word of God.
孩子们将会被激动去讲宣传这福音。
What an incredible day that's going to be.
那一天真是非常奇妙的一天。
See little children proclaiming under the unction of the latter rain,
看见,
the final message.
看见小孩子在圣灵的推动下传扬上帝的福音。
You know, look, let's be honest.
那我们坦白说,
you know, if you got two adults debating an issue,
如果你有两个大人在那边,
Even if you lose the debate,
就是你输了,
you're thinking, well, at least I lost to an adult.
哎呀, 至少我输给一个成人, 对不对?
But what a humiliating experience it's going to be.
但是如果这是非常很,
when a little three-year-old
很害臊的, 当一个三岁的小孩子,
is going to beat you in the debate.
在谈论的时候打败你啊,
they're going to be preaching of the power of God. You won't be able to gainsay the words of this little child. They will have wisdom beyond the adult's mind. And you can better believe, people in the audience are going to look at that. And they're
going
to know that can only be God doing that. That it's an impossibility for a little child to speak in such a way. And to proclaim such truth. God is doing this to clearly show that His hand is in the work.
他的手指呢, 他的能力在这份工作上面,
that it is He and He alone that is causing this to happen.
而他唯有他是使到这样事情发生的上帝。
That's why
也就因为这样,
we should always cultivate the habit
我们一定要每次有这个习惯,
of giving God the glory.
去给上帝荣耀。
You know, I've had some of you come and tell me, oh, we really appreciate you preaching.
我很多人来告诉我, 哦, 我很感激你。
And I always got to tell you, God is good. Give God the glory.
我一直讲上帝是美好的, 给上帝荣耀。
Do me a favor.
荣耀归给上帝。
Don't tell me no more.
帮我一下, 不要再告诉我,
when you come by and you want to say something like, say, you know what? I praise the Lord for the blessings.
然后你走过, 你要说话, 你说, 哦, 我感谢上帝赐给我们的福气。
Then you'll make me happy.
然后你给我开心。
Because you got to learn.
因为你要学习,
I'm no better than you.
我比你, 我跟你比起来是一样的。
You think that I'm the reason this message is being preached?
你认为我是
Do you really think I created this message?
你真的以为是我创造出这个信息的吗?
I didn't create it.
我没有想出来的。
I'm just preaching to you.
我只是自己说出来而已。
What I really believe,
我已经相信的东西,
is Seventh-day Adventism.
是基督复临安息日会的信息。
You know, I find from time to time, there are those who want to speculate about all kinds of theories.
有些人呢, 我发现到呢, 很喜欢想。 很多不同的原理
Now, they want to talk about this issue and that issue.
他们要讲这个课题, 要讲那一个课题。
And I'm puzzled.
而我在很奇怪。
Thinking, they all, you know, why?
我想说为什么? 为什么?
Let's just preach the word of God.
我们就传上帝的话语就好。
Let's just come back to the very fundamentals that make us what we are.
就回到最基本, 使到我们成为我们是谁的那一个真理。
And as we live up to the light that God has given,
当我们活出上帝所给我们的亮光,
then God will give us greater
light. 然后上帝会给我们更加多的亮光。
But don't worry about the light you don't know.
不要担心那个你还没有得到的亮光。
You better focus on what you do know.
你要专注在你拥有的亮光。
And don't listen to all these voices out there.
而不要去一直听外面的这些声音。
If they're not preaching to you the fundamentals of the word of the Lord,
他们不是告诉你上帝基本的道理的话,
sound Seventh-day Adventism,
是基督复临安息日, 稳稳妥妥的信息的话,
why would you listen to them?
你去听做什么?
Speculation and theories, there are many.
想象去这些很多的原理,
but few are willing to declare Seventh-day Adventism unadulterated.
那有很多, 但是愿意将安息日的信息完完全全明明白白说出来的却很少。
She says the Spirit is poured out upon all who will yield to its promptings.
她说圣灵会浇灌在所有愿意响应他的呼召。
And casting off all man's machinery,
丢开人造的机器,
his binding rules,
人为的条规,
and cautious methods,
谨慎的方法,
they will declare the truth with the might of the Spirit's power.
然后他们就会以圣灵的大能去宣扬真理。
Multitudes will receive the faith and join the armies of the Lord.
许许多的人会接受这种信仰并加入上帝大军的行列。
This breaking off all of man's machinery.
这个脱离人造的人为的机器,
the restrictions that have been placed on you.
人们压制你的这些,
wow, you can't do that.
你不能够这样做。
Well, why can't I go preach over in Brazil?
为什么我不能去巴西传福音呢?
Well, you haven't sought my permission.
你还没有问我的同意。
Oh. I didn't know God told me to go to you before I got to go to Him.
Oh, 我不记得上帝告诉我要到你那里先才去上帝那里。
I thought we were Protestants.
我还以为我们是 改更教。
I mean,
我想说,
if I got to go to you to get permission to do what God's calling me to do,
如果我要去到你那里跟你请求应许上帝叫我做的事,
I don't know about you, but that reminds me when I was a Catholic.
我不知道, 不过那好像提醒我, 我是天主教时的情况。
I had to go to the priest first.
我要去神父那里先,
and get his permission.
然后得到神父的允许。
Because if I didn't,
因为如果没有允许的话,
what do you think the Catholic Church was going to do to me?
天主教会怎么样做, 知道吗?
Out the door.
踢出去。
Excommunicated.
没有关系。
Now, I don't mind taking counsel with the pastor.
除名, 我不管,
or whoever.
不管牧师是谁, 或者使任何人是谁。
But to seek his permission?
但是去寻找他的允许,
never. In a thousand years, never.
千年过后也不会。
Listen, my permission comes from the Almighty God.
我的允许呢, 是来自上帝的话语。
You know, people often say, they say to me,
人们常常说,
are you licensed?
那你有没有, 证, 执证,
you know,
证照?
Are you a licensed preacher?
有没有护照可以传道的牧师?
And, well, it depends by whose authority you declare that.
你说, 是谁的权威下, 我就可以回答你啊。
According to Matthew 28, 19 and 20, yes.
根据马太福音28章19、20节的话,
got my credentials when I was baptized.
我在受洗的时候就得到了这个执照。
On my business cards.
那这是我的,
business card, what a lousy, just the cards to tell, you know.
一个卡,
business. It's not a bit, you know, on my ministry's card.
就是我的布道工作的卡片而已。
I put a little saying at the bottom.
我在底下呢, 写了一句话。
I had heard it on a video.
我在电视机看到的。
And when I heard it on the video, I kind of just reworded a little bit.
所以我就改一点那个字眼。
But it was so good, I thought to myself, nah, that's me.
那么好啊, 这是我的。
And so it, you know, obviously the ministry name and the address.
那个地址啊, 我的名,
but on the bottom here it says, gives my name.
我的名字,
and then it says, quote,
然后他说,
unlicensed prowler searching for the souls of men.
没有执照的, 小偷呢,
you see, I'm unlicensed.
所以呢,
according to some men's views.
根据一些人的,
but I'm a prowler.
但是我是一个小偷.
You see, I'm looking for your soul.
我在寻找你们的心灵.
I like that.
我很喜欢.
So human machinery, the rules of men will be broken.
所以人造的机械,人造的条规全部会放弃掉.
All that matters is doing God's will.
最后呢,所有关乎的呢,就是做上帝旨意而已.
December, Review and Herald, December 24th of 1883.
平月宣告,
excuse me. We're going to go evangelism page 300.
我们去, 布道论第300页。
Why was it that Christ went out on the seaside and into the mountain? He was to give the word of life to the people. They did not see it just at that minute. A good many do not see it now. They take their position. But these things are influencing their lives.
但是这些事呢, 是要影响他们生命的。
And when the message goes with a loud voice,
当这信息用大声音传扬的时候,
they will be ready for it.
他们会准备接受的。
They will not hesitate long.
他们不会迟延。
They will come out and take their position.
他们要出去采取自己的立场。
Just like in Jesus' day.
就是在耶稣的时候,
he preached.
他传福音了。
Did the people for the most part take a stand?
在那些人, 当时他们有没有站立?
No, they
没有, 他们没有站立。
Who, I talked to someone, who harvested all of Jesus' efforts?
耶稣所做的事工谁收割呢?
Peter, the disciples, they're the ones who harvested it all in.
是使徒们啊, 门徒们他们收割。
So it will be now at the end of time.
所以呢, 现在呢, 末世时候也是这样。
We preach.
我们传福音,
we give literature.
我们派单张,
we do medical missionary work.
我们做医药布道工作,
do we receive an abundance of harvest?
我们是不是有收割很多呢?
Not really. Not really.
不是很多, 其实。
But,
但是呢,
when the loud cry goes out,
当大呼声来的时候,
a harvest, an abundance of harvest will come.
很多很多的庄稼将要被收割。
Remember what I told you.
我告诉你了, 我告诉过你的,
primarily,
主要的,
today we're in the seed time.
今天呢, 我们是在撒种的时候,
planting the seeds.
种植的时候,
when the latter rain falls,
当晚雨降下的时候,
Bible says it's harvest time.
圣经说呢, 是收割时候的。
Now, that doesn't mean again that we don't harvest when we can.
那不代表说我们可以收割时候收割, 不是那个意思。
But we've got to understand,
而是我们需要明白,
the difference between seed time and harvest time.
真耕种的时候跟收割的时候的分别。
That's why when the latter rain falls,
那是就因为呢, 所以, 晚雨降下时候,
literally thousands, we are told, will be converted in a day.
他说千千万万人在一天里面将要被归向上帝。
So, in the meantime,
所以在这当额,
let us harvest when we can.
让我们能够收割就收割。
But let us not forget, it's seed time.
但是不要忘记, 总是要撒种。
How many want to say with me, God, I want to be a, not only a sower of the seed, but help me to be among those who will harvest at the end.
主随便跟我一起说, 主帮助我不只是收割而已, 让我撒种吧。
God bless you.
愿上帝赐福。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we once again thank you for your tender mercies.
我们天父, 我们再次感谢你的怜悯。
Send your Holy Spirit to abide.
求你差一下你圣灵来与我们同住。
Lord, help us each one to humbly walk with thee.
主帮助我们每一个人谦卑地与你同行。
God, keep us close.
主求主您帮助我们与你相近。
Lord, when the trials thicken around us,
当试炼密集我们周围时,
help us to remember the precious promises,
帮助我们纪念你给我们的应许,
that'll keep us through the trials and tribulations.
那会保守我们经过所有的患难的。
Now, Lord, make us faithful workers.
主啊, 求你赐我们, 使我们成为忠心的工人。
And keep us in Jesus' name.
并且保护我们。
Amen.
奉主名求。